Welcome to Entrepreneurship by Design, the Dr. C podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Caroline, or simply Dr. C. Tune in every 2 to 5 weeks, every Monday, as we explore the unique journeys of entrepreneurs. Our podcast sheds light on the paths entrepreneurs have taken in their respective industries. Each episode, we dive into the stories of entrepreneurs, their challenges, triumphs, and the insights gained along their journey. We believe in the power of innovation, resilience, and the entrepreneurial spirit that drives success. Together, we'll learn from a diverse array of entrepreneurs united by their passion for making a difference. Now is the time to unlock the secrets of entrepreneurship. Now is the time to be inspired, to learn, and to craft your own path to success. Join me, Dr. C, as we embark on this journey together. Step into the realm of intuitive entrepreneurship with Feed Your Intuition, where Karen serves as your guiding light through the jungle of self-discovery. Beyond the conventional boundaries of coaching, she dives deep into the intricate web of human design and gene keys to unlock your true potential. Join us on this transformative journey where clarity and fulfillment await. Don't forget to like, subscribe, comment to continue to foster conversations like these. And thank you so much for being here today, Karen. It is such a pleasure to have you. And I would love to just really dive right into what is human design for those that don't know what it is.
Wow. Well, first of all, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here as well. All right. Diving in deep real quick, huh? Let's
yes.
go.
How I like it.
All right. So human design, I think the main definition here is that it's the science of differentiation. So how we are all unique individuals. So really important, but even deeper, it's a mechanical understanding of our natural way of being. So that's a little deeper. And then a few of my definitions that I think just feel a little bit better and are more fun. It's a self-discovery tool. It's our unique foundational operating systems as a human being. And or our energetic instruction manual. So super fun. But those are just the overarching, this is what it is. But there's a foundation underneath human design. There's a bunch of various modalities that go into it. So the foundation is kind of a beautiful blend between ancient wisdom and modern science. So underneath it all, we've got Western astrology, the I Ching, which is about energy and the study of change in human life, the Hindu chakra system, which I'm sure many people are familiar with, but it's all the spiritual energies in the body and how they intersect. And then the Kabbalah tree of life. And that is, you know, kind of the map of consciousness and how energy flows. And on the science side, we've got genetics and quantum mechanics. So there's so much that goes into human design and what we can pull from it within each of our individual charts.
Absolutely. And I appreciate you breaking that down because I wanted the definition before we dive into how you even got into human design and interested in it. How did that come across for you?
So for me, it seems like a similar story to many people that I've discovered that their stories are similar as far as it comes to you when you most need it. Somebody introduces it and then maybe you'll be like, all right, that's interesting, but not super into it yet. And then something happens and you're like, wait, what was that? I need to go back and learn more about this. So for me, because I had started my first business back in 2019 and, you know, business owner, it's hard, especially trying to get new clients and build your business. At the same time, around 2020, I was not only with the pandemic, but I was also planning my wedding for 2021. And so everything just felt so hard and so difficult that I was just constantly asking, like, why is this so hard? Yeah. Why are all of my friends who are having, you know, started their businesses doing so much better than me when I'm doing similar things, you know, really attacking the hustle culture and this that is drilled into us or at least encouraged, yeah. Right? And so I got to this point where I was just after the wedding, which was wonderful. I was like, okay, something needs to change here. And I reconnected with human design after a friend had mentioned it to me a year prior. So it ended up blowing my mind as far as how truly detailed it can be and how true it felt. And it just discovering my unique human design and everything that came with it was just this beautiful recognition. Like, oh, that's why this has been so hard. Oh my gosh.
Clarity.
And then, yeah, wanted to dive in so much further because just the initial everything felt like a life changer for sure.
Absolutely. Because it does give you that context of, okay, well, all your friends were starting a business and it didn't seem as difficult based off of how it impacted you. I'm curious because there's a lot of entrepreneurs listening or people that are starting to go into that realm of business and whatnot. But how do you think human design really impacted your approach to entrepreneurship and decision-making once you realize where your chart was and everything along those lines?
Oh my gosh. Yes. Such a great question. And really, oh my gosh, what a game changer. So up until I learned my human design, I was doing everything, like I said, kind of the hustle way, what everybody else said, be aggressive, go after what you want. You know, yes. This is what we've grown up trying to do. But learning that I am a projector, and so there are five types of human design types. So as a projector, my strategy, which is kind of how we interact with the world and attract, my strategy is to wait for the invitation. So if you think about that, I had been pushing, I've been forcing, I've been trying to sell myself. I've been putting myself out there, whether I was invited or not. And no wonder it felt so hard, because that was not what I was supposed to be doing, you know, as far as my authentic self and my energetics. So that really changed things when I allowed myself to take a step back and just let the invitations come in. And I mean, how beautiful is that too, to just realize, oh, it'll come to me if I follow my strategy. That's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to love what I do. Going to find the right relationships as far as, you know, networking and potential power partners and referral partners, and let them come to me if they feel that I'm right for them. And so immediately I just felt so much more at ease in flow, and there was no pressure to go out and get business in the same way that I had made myself try for the last couple years before then.
It's so powerful if you think about how there might be a lot of projectors out there where they're like pushing and pushing and nothing's happening, versus somebody who might be a manifester or a generator, like all the different types. And can we go over the different types? So if somebody is listening, obviously we just talked about the projector, but if you could give a little detail about each so people can kind of just know what that entails a little bit.
Yes. Okay. So there are five different types, and you've kind of mentioned a few of them. There are the reflectors. They are less than 1% of our population. We like to call them the unicorns, but really they're very rare, and they're like the barometers of our society. You know, they are here as like a mirror for everybody else that can help us enhance positive experiences and foster expansion.
Yes.
So looking into a mirror, that's pretty powerful, right? Next we have manifestors, and they are about 8% of the population. And so they are here to kind of serve as a catalyst for motivating others to take action and, you know, spark change, pioneer fresh paths, and usher in the new. So they're very powerful. And then next we have projectors. So I said, I am a projector. That's about 20% of the population. And so we are here as guides. You know, we can recognize the potential in others, and we can really help envision evolution and help guide others' energies through, you know, better productivity and effectiveness. And then we have manifesting generators. and they are about 33% of the population. And they're here to showcase the boundless capacity of humanity and our potential, as they can contribute to creating new world and helping ignite people's passions. So super cool there. They likely have their hands in a bunch of different things and projects because they're just multi-passionate. And then lastly, our wonderful generators. They are about the last 37% of the population. And they are here to shape a fresh world by engaging endeavors that ignite their passion. So with generators doing the things that they love, everybody else is inspired and they help bring that enthusiasm and help build the world up. So, beautiful. Those are our five types.
I love it. I love it. And I know we were chatting prior and you had done my chart and your chart. And I'm curious because for other people listening, so they can know a little bit more about me and you and how that can relate to entrepreneurship as well. So we talked about you being a projector and how did that breakthrough lead to your success? I know you kind of mentioned being able to not push so hard, kind of taking that step back, allowing people to come to you. What was that transformation like for you? Like how quick did that happen? Was it just very smooth? Was it bumpy? What did that look like for you?
I don't know if it was entirely smooth, but it was definitely eye-opening. And we like to call human design, it's an experiment, right? So we can't totally resonate with everything in our chart all the time.
Yeah.
But as we start to kind of play with it, things become easier, things make more sense. So it wasn't all easy. So my first business was, and is, I still do it as well, but branding for food and beverage businesses. And so as a designer, I was doing a lot. I was designing a lot, finding out that I'm a projector and more here to guide. It explained so much as to why I was feeling so burnt out, why everything felt like it was just piling up on top of me, because I was doing a lot of doing and my energy wasn't really there to support me in that way. But if I can guide others to use their energy and find their passions, that already felt a million times better. So I can still do that with brand consulting. So I've kind of shifted my business around in that way by only doing the designs that I just feel super lit up and passionate and excited about. And it's always usually logo design because that's what I love. And then from there, got the brand consulting. And now I've now created this new business called Feed Your Intuition. And I'm stepping into a role as a human design alignment guide. And that has been amazing and wonderful and powerful already. And I feel like I'm going the right direction. So to be able to make those shifts just by knowing how my energy works and how I'm best here to show up, it has made life so much more exciting, fulfilling, all the words.
All the things. But it's true. I've seen you in action just talking about human design, how much you light up when we've gone to networking events and whatnot. But it's beautiful to see because there is such a passion. And when we're passionate about something, so much more energy can come from that, or even where our energy can be maximized versus when it's minimal and we know, okay, this isn't the right fit, or I'm trying to fit something into something that doesn't exist or is not the right lane for me. Because I think a lot of individuals can struggle with that at some point in their lives. Maybe not everybody, but a lot of people. I know I did too, or my energy was not better served in one way versus another. And I'm curious with my chart, because I know I'm not a projector, but can you speak a little bit more about my chart?
Yes. So you are a generator. Lovely, lovely generator. So exactly what you've been talking about, doing the things that light you up. This is key for you. And it seems like you found that with this podcast. And it's so exciting to see how excited you get and enthusiastic you are here too. So as a generator, you are here. So let's go back to kind of like your strategy, right? So this is how I said, you know, this is how we interact and attract things into our life. And so your strategy is to respond. So while mine was wait for the invitation, you've got this beautiful strategy to respond. And so what that means is you are just looking for external stimuli to respond to.
Yes.
And constantly being on the lookout for what you want to respond to. And then from there, listening to your authority. So that's the next big piece of human design. This is your authority is how you make decisions. And so your authority is emotional. And that's actually the same as me. So we're both emotional beings. It's over 50% of the population. So what that means is we have this emotional wave that we have to work our way through. And before we can make a decision with as close to clarity as we can get, you know. So working through highs and lows to then find this neutral. And I think a lot of times, you know, we're not taught to address our emotions healthily, right?
Yeah.
As an emotional defined human design type, we need to feel it all and we need to just not push it down. And so things like that will help you be able to respond to the things that truly feel good as you've gone through your emotional wave. So actually, I'm curious, have you connected with that at all? Do you feel that?
Yeah, it's so funny. That's why I was a therapist for years.
Yes.
It makes sense. I'm very attached to emotions, but it's interesting because even like right now I'm going through a transition of just making certain decisions. And it's so funny because I am very emotional where I like have to be attached to it, like emotionally before I can actually do it. Because if I don't, I will be miserable. Like even when I worked in corporate, I was like crying in the bathroom every day. I like hated it because I was doing it to pay for my doctorate. And it's just interesting how life will throw things, but I have learned that about myself. It's like, I have to be really in tune with it. Like I will meditate on it. I will like feel it out. There's highs and lows, but then coming to that neutral, like it described me to a T, quite honestly, of like how, yeah, exactly. And I'm sure a lot of other generators maybe can relate. If you can, please comment below. But I think that's the biggest piece where you have to find where your energy is and how that can relate to your decision-making. Because when you're an entrepreneur, small business owner, even if you're just starting in this and you're still in your 9 to 5, it's those decisions that are going to make an impact. One small decision can change everything.
So true. Absolutely.
Good or not good, but you know.
Imagine, I'm sure you can think back to plenty of times you've made decisions, you know, rushed or while you were in a high or a low, and yes, then immediately regretted it after, you know, it started to come to fruition. Or yeah, just felt really like, oh man, I really wish I didn't say yes, this is actually way harder. Or, oh man, I was so excited about this, but I've lost that spark. Where did that go? So yeah, wading through that emotional wave of your emotional authority, that's huge, huge.
Yeah. No, I mean, I will say I've gotten better at that since being in this entrepreneurship world, but mm-hmm, I will say before it was very much emotional led, but also like logic. I was just like, okay, well, this is the right thing to do.
Right.
And then I was like overwhelmed with all the things that I was taking on or saying yes to, even though it was a great opportunity. It wasn't great for me. And I'm sure a lot of people can relate because those decisions really do make an impact on our success, on those next steps. Have you seen that with your clients when you start to really dive into their charts and see those transitions or like their eyes light up of like, oh my God, that's me.
Yes. Oh, it's so cool when I go over charts with people and they're like, how do you know this? I'm going through, I'm so glad that this is resonating. And it's really great to like how I said, it felt like recognition and an affirmation as to why I am and why it was and why all the things. And so to see people understand that side of it as they're like, oh gosh, that sounds like me. Oh, that makes so much sense. Oh, wow. No wonder. Just so many pieces and parts. And I love that you brought up kind of the logic piece just a second ago. I think that's the really wonderful thing about human design is it is encouraging us to go away from our heads, our mind, the logic that we've been taught to listen to. We say, you know, think it through, you know, all of that, rather than listening to our body And so within human design and how I was saying we have our authorities and this is our decision-making tool, there are no authorities in the mind, in the head. It is all elsewhere in the body. And so to see people start to understand that as we work through their designs and feel the difference. So another huge authority that is very prominent and mostly in generators. So you're an emotional generator, but a lot of generators and manifesting generators have their sacral defined as an energy center. And this is huge because that's all about making a decision in the moment, like that gut instinct. So you do say and hear, you know, trust your gut. But for those that have a sacral authority, that is can't be more than the truth. You know, that is the best thing they can do. So it's just so interesting. Everybody is so different. And I don't know if I mentioned there's actually like over 3.8 billion ways human design can come together to create your chart, which is how it is so about individualism.
I love that because I do believe everyone is very individual. Like you can have generalizations and things, but it's so unique to you and your birth chart, basically when you were born, where you were born, the time, all of those things in order to figure out what kind you are on the human design, but then it's the elements based off of a lot of other things. Can you speak a little bit more to that?
Yeah. So within your human design chart and how it kind of comes together is, so it's based on, as you said, what we need to take a chart. It's your birth date, time, location. So that's astrology focused, very much so. But the chart that comes through, it then has all of the planet astrologic symbols for where those are positioned at the time of your birth. And then also 86 days before your birth, because that's when your mind comes to be, your consciousness comes to fruition. So that's really interesting how you kind of have these two sides to you. And then also it'll show you the centers. So those that relates back to the chakras. So there are 9 centers in human design and some may be defined or undefined that, or, you know, colored in or not. And that is all shown in your chart. And each of those has a different theme and how you interact with the world. And they're kind of our energy hubs, right? So those are important. It shows us our gates, which are our unique gifts and talents. Channels, which are if you have 2 gates on either side of a piece in the chart, then those are kind of our consistent themes in our life. It also pulls together through your profile. So this is kind of your personality or kind of your character and expression, how you learn and interact with the world. And that's super fun piece. And then we have my favorite part, which is our incarnation cross. And that is considered kind of our life purpose. And I really love to dive into that with my clients. That's my absolute favorite thing.
Oh, I'm sure it just like lights them up too, because then they're like, I know what my purpose is, or like having that clarity around it, because they think sometimes it can be murky of where you feel like you're going or what the direction is. Just like even before you knew you were a projector, you're like, okay, I'm like working so hard, why is this not happening the way I want it to happen, or having that success. And I think that's where just having that clarity, having that knowing sometimes can really just bring down the walls and you feel a little bit more at ease.
Yes, the knowing, that's beautiful. I mean, truly our purpose is the expression of our most authentic self. And to feel in connection with that and feel like you're moving towards that, oh, man, does it just, it helps you tap into your deepest potential and it allows for joy and fulfillment. I mean, it's so powerful.
Makes life more enjoyable, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And then work doesn't feel like work.
Yes, I mean, that's all I want. Like,
right? Same.
And, you know, I want to go back to what you said about just where we sometimes are really in that logic mindset versus just trusting our gut or depending on what we are as well in our human design. I'm curious, because when it comes to balancing that intuition versus, okay, weighing out the risks and having like that aspect of, okay, well, should that uncertainty almost. What do you think, especially with entrepreneurs and going into new ventures, how do you see that unfolding when it's being able to balance that intuition, but also like taking that risk and kind of the unknowing?
Oh, Such a great question. And honestly, that is, I mean, it's hard. We all have to, if we are looking to understand ourselves better, and I think that's so healthy for us as a species to just try and understand ourselves, because understanding ourselves helps us understand that everybody's different, and then we understand everybody else in a whole different way. But intuition in this case is kind of your authority, right? That's your
Yes.
decision maker. But our brain and our mind is always going to be there. It's always going to be on. So rather than trying to push the mind away, there's more of a balance we need to find. You know, our mind is so helpful. It's so powerful. It's incredibly intelligent. It just is always trying to keep us safe and probably to the point of, you know, being unnecessary, right? So the
True.
more we can listen to our body and what we feel our intuition is saying, intuition, sorry, I can confuse it with my business name, but the true self within us, the more you're it's going to be able to, you know, come and work together, mind and body. And I think that's all we can strive for, really. But it is quite difficult. I think there's a sense of trust and surrender that needs to happen. And that's what I've been, you know, that's kind of been my intention for the year so far. And it has been fascinating to really give in to just feeling like, all right, I know everything I need to know.
Yeah.
Just have to connect with it and
Absolutely.
trust that it's got me. So it's been a journey, and it will.
I believe it. And I do believe in the mind-body connection. I mean, that's what a lot of my research was on, but there's this intuitive alignment as well, this concept, and it's evolved, especially in the entrepreneurial world and in general. More people are open to understanding themselves, more self-awareness. I think with social media has like exploded those concepts as well, because more people are talking about it and getting out there. What do you believe it will play the role in the future of business when it comes to human design and gene keys?
Oh, using these tools in understanding yourself and then finding your path, your life's work, it just helps everybody come into their own. And I do think, I mean, imagine if we all did what we loved. I can't even imagine something better than if we were all just doing that. I mean, our past generations, our parents, our grandparents gone through life, and I'm sure many of them, I know some of my grandparents, it just they went to work and they came home and they did it all again. And there wasn't necessarily any passion or excitement in that. It was just that was life, that was what you did. And I think we have the ability now, as we can learn more about what makes life for us, to break all that and change the world and make life so much more worth living. Really finding what brings about and dictates our health, our vitality, you know. And though there may always be some challenge there with finding that, that's where we grow. That's where we evolve. That breakthrough and those challenges are there to help us reach another level. So many of us get stuck in the this is hard, I'm not going to push. But if we can really break through that, I think we're going to find this whole new foundation and stability. It sounds beautiful. I hope we
It
believe.
does. I'm like taking it all in. So I agree with you. I do think there's this element of not living a purposeful life, and not everyone will agree with me. That's okay. But I think part of that is being able to be open and doing something maybe different than generations prior, or the expectations of society of what you should be, you shouldn't be, all the shoulds. I always say don't should on yourself, because I do believe it's really taking a step back and looking at what does light you up, or what does feel more aligned with you, not safer, but what is going to really make you live a full life. And whatever that looks like, it looks different for everybody. Even if you are in your 9 to 5 or you are transitioning or you're in it, I think it's just looking at what that day to day looks like. Is that like life's short, I believe, and being able to really pour in your energy of where it can really flourish and continue to help other people in different capacities, whether you're the guiding light, whether you're inspiring others, whether you're just doing what you love. Everybody has a different aspect of human design, you know? And
Absolutely.
that's part of it. And I'm just curious because there's entrepreneurs, I'm sure every single person listening is a different type of human design, right? What practice or tip can you share that entrepreneurs can start implementing today to start aligning with their unique genetics and unlocking that greater clarity as well as fulfillment in their journeys?
Absolutely. So I think if you're interested in human design and learning what you are, find your chart. You know, you can always contact me. There are plenty of online resources to get your chart if you know your birth date, time, location. But once you have that, I think the game changers, as I call them when I'm working with clients, is to understand your strategy and authority and start experimenting with how that works within your life and how you can bring it in and be more aware of making those decisions and interacting with the world in a different way. Because if you can truly just follow your strategy and authority, alignment will naturally happen. The rest of your chart, which is so detailed and nuanced, and there's so much beautiful information, that'll just come to be naturally, which is really crazy rather than trying to force it all. So I think really starting with authority and strategy. And then, I mean, really, if you come into alignment, if you can start feeling that flow of things, that's when your purpose is going to fall into place. And really, to live your purpose is the most meaningful contribution we can make to our world, to our communities, to ourselves. So,
absolutely. You know, when you were saying that, what popped up was just the aspect of like when you are in flow and aligned, things and opportunities start to unfold very quickly. When it's out of alignment, like I've noticed just me personally and other people I've spoken to, where it's just like you're hitting a wall every time because there's something better or bigger on the up, like a different way, but you're not looking at that because you're so focused on this like brick wall. You're like, how am I going to get through this brick wall? I mean, maybe you could, but I don't know. But being able to like see that you're not looking at the whole picture. You're looking at just the small window, which could be a great opportunity, or the wall. But how do you navigate around that? How do you maneuver that? And when it is aligned, you start to see those shifts. You start to see, okay, there is a lot of progress. There is going to be difficult times, of course, but it's pushing past those if you really want something. And knowing, sometimes I believe it's a test. Like, I don't know if you would agree with me, but sometimes like, do you really want this? I'm going to like test you a little bit. Have you experienced that?
Absolutely. And I think we all do, of course. We come up to this wall. I think there's a sense of resistance or, you know, difficulty. And we have to decide if it's worth pushing through or if that is considered kind of a red flag, right? Like, ooh, we're coming up against something. Maybe this isn't correct for us. And so there's another piece in your chart that helps us understand this and become more aware of these moments. And that is our not self. And so, for instance, as a projector, my not self, which is like a red flag, warning sign that I'm out of alignment, it's bitterness. So anytime I'm feeling bitter about something, it's kind of like, ooh, okay, something's not right here. Let's regroup, reevaluate, and try something new. Try something else. And then on the opposite side of that is our signature. So this is like what it feels like for our type to be in a true alignment. And so as a projector, mine is success. So work through the bitterness, pull back, try something new, see if we can feel that sense of success. And so for you as a generator, your not self theme is frustration. So anytime you feel a little frustrated about things, though, that's kind of that wall we're talking about. We're just, oh, yeah. Wait, something's wrong here. And then the The signature is satisfaction. So when you feel this deep-seated sense of contentment, that is how you know you're moving in alignment.
Like, tell me more.
I'd love to.
Yeah, no, it's so interesting because, and everybody's a little different, but I think it's just like that overarching when you are a particular human design type, like what that looks like and really just being aware of it. And I get frustrated in certain capacities of life. And I was just like laughing. I was like, yeah, that's so true. And then once I feel that like sense of like ease and contentment, everything else starts to flow. And I'm sure other generators listening too can maybe relate to that as well, because that's part of our chart.
And I think we all feel it. I mean, of course, I feel frustrated too, but.
Yeah, no, it was like spot on what you're saying, at least about me. I can't speak for everyone else. But I know human design and being able to read the charts is a huge part of the tool that you use to help your clients. I'm curious, what are some of the other tools that you use to help your clients or also on the back end of your business, either or?
There's so many good things. Of course, being a human design nerd and loving everything related to that, there are so many books out there now, which is so exciting. Human design is definitely, I guess, catching fire in all the best ways, because now we can actually find a lot of resources online and order some books and do some of our own learning, however much we feel inclined to. But other than just human design books, I highly recommend diving into the gene keys, which is, I had a friend describe it as the poetic version of human design. And it goes deeper into each. I know I mentioned the gates. These are your gifts and talents. Each of those that's, you know, activated within your chart and gives you a sense of, you know, the low vibe, high vibe, and your gifts and how you're supposed to feel through it. And it's extremely, extremely eye-opening. Absolutely. And so I suggest Gene Keys. And then as far as just business,
yeah.
Oh, there are so many good things.
Anything that comes top of your mind, because I know there's like a million things we can use, but what is something you use on a regular basis that's been helpful?
As a projector and hoping and wanting and desiring for my opportunities to come through invitations, I love Calendly. I mean, I'm just going to say Calendly because that allows me to create my boundaries and then have people sign up, and I don't have to go out and chase them down. You know, if they want to speak with me, I think it's just great to have them be able to access me and my calendar with all my boundaries set, because we all need our boundaries around our time and everything that we invest in. So that's like what I use every day for sure. But otherwise, I'm constantly reading books, and I can give you a list you can add.
Perfect.
Rather than me trying to name them all out loud here.
No, I love it. And Calendly is definitely a great thing. I'm glad you brought up boundaries, because it is important as entrepreneurs, just humans in general, is to have boundaries and be able to communicate those effectively. Using Calendly is one of them, being able to know, okay, this is a time I can schedule and I don't have time outside of that. But really leaning into being a projector, letting them sign up when it feels aligned with them. And I think that's super important. So I'm glad you brought that up, because I'm a huge advocate for boundaries, because I had none before. And like the last 8 years or 9 years or so, I've really created very strong boundaries, but it took me time to get there. And I think as an entrepreneur, when you are building your business, you want to say yes to things, but having that structure in place and the time management piece of, okay, I'm only available this time, then it helps with the psyche too. For other people to know, like, your time is valuable just as much as theirs. I appreciate bringing that up. And just everything that you've already accomplished and will continue to accomplish, I'm really curious, and I'm sure other people listening are too, what are your future aspirations or goals for the next year or so?
The next year, I want to create and have pressure-free business. Couple businesses, I guess. If in the sense that I feel like it's in flow, it's feeling really good. I want to show up every day. Obviously, we can't have perfect days all the time, but to over, you know, just to mostly feel this, there's no pressure, there's no responsibility, there's no obligation, I think is something that I'm striving towards. And I'm getting there by following my strategy, my authority, and diving even deeper into my purpose and what that encompasses. It's falling into place. And so that's extremely exciting. But I think if we're going past 5 years, if we're just going really big,
Yes, let's do it.
it would be financial freedom. And I think a lot of us are looking for that because we want to not feel like we need to work to live. It should be the other way around. So big dreams, big dreams. And we're going to make it happen. We all can do
I can't wait to see it all unfold. But Karen, I've been so enjoying this conversation. Where can people find you, find your services? We're gonna link everything below, but if you could let us know too.
Yes, absolutely. So you can find me on Instagram at Feed Your Intruition, and then also at feedyourintruition.com. Always feel free to email me. I know she's got my info for you. And I just look forward to connecting with anybody who wants to learn more about themselves.
I love it. Well, thank you again, Karen, for coming on, just sharing your beautiful energy with us and your light and everything you're doing to help guide people to really understand themselves better so they can make that impact in the world that you're now doing as well, even more so. So thank you again for coming on.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Make sure to like, subscribe, comment below. What was the biggest takeaway from Karen today? I'm sure she would love to see that comment, and we'll see you on the next episode.